It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Well, yesterday it happened. Not going to happen again for another 22 years. The solar eclipse. Not one to turn down adventure. I traveled 350 miles to go see it in totality.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty amazing. You could see Venus right next to it as well.
Wow.
Which was pretty cool. You could see the corona, the entire moon with the thin little ring around the moon there as the eclipse happened. You could take your glasses off there for a couple minutes. The temperature got a lot cooler. I mean,
noticed that too. That was kind of amazing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we couldn't hear crickets or anything like that just because the hum of the people around us and things like that. But, you know, I mean, there are people that are saying like the night creatures kind of come out there for a little bit. But I mean, it was very cool just seeing the moon in as almost a 3D image. And it was very celestial, very just, you felt like, wow, okay, Earth, space, moon, stars. It was pretty cool. So yeah, and I guess yesterday, this song,
oh yeah,
hit number one on the iTunes chart during the solar eclipse.
Of course.
Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess Google searches for My Eyes Hurt skyrocketed after the eclipse ended.
Oh, yeah. Maybe not wearing the proper eyewear.
Yeah, exactly. People
thought they could get away with just regular sunglasses.
People are like, why does it hurt? Why do my eyes hurt?
I mean, people said we could look at it.
So I guess the good news is it usually resolves on its own if you have like some headaches or blurred vision or anything like that after, you know, viewing the eclipse. But, you know, if it persists, obviously see an eye doctor. So,
I was going to say, I wonder if eye doctors are going to see increased activity in the next couple of days.
Maybe. But anyways, pretty cool there. So,
it was neat around here too.
If you traveled like I did to go see it in totality, that was pretty cool there. And, I will say as far as like traffic goes, things weren't too bad until I hit one patch where I was just stopped for a good 45 minutes and then, it cleared up. But then after that, it wasn't too bad. But yeah, there you go.
I enjoyed all the pictures I saw people got, like amazing pictures that people were able to get.
My wife got a picture of the eclipse that was not blurry. It was very clear, and you could see the little diamond ring that people talk about, the little flash of light that's on the bottom portion of the eclipse. And
yes.
I mean, it was so clear and I was like, dang, that is such a great photo. But yes, there were great photos posted all over the internet yesterday, just, especially there around different, pieces of landscape, you know, around the world in, you know, around the United States and everything. It was really cool.
Somebody on my feed shared a photographer's post of somebody down on one knee proposing, and then you have this epic shot of totality in the sky. I mean, it is an epic picture. What a moment to choose to propose.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Oh, it was awesome.
So anyways, hopefully you got a chance to get out and at least take a look at it, even if you were here in Louisville, you know, with some of the clouds, the scattered clouds around. I mean, it still was a pretty cool event. So anyways, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Choose your trip on the way right around 8 o'clock. We got AJR tickets to give away. This hour is Setting the Bar story and Feel Good story coming up here next. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Okay, so this, we travel up to Indianapolis, brought to you by the Bell of Louisville. Former high school wrestler, Gabriel Pizzullo, now works as a welder, just stopped into a Subway for some lunch a couple weeks ago, immediately saw the people were talking loudly, and he decided to step in.
I felt obligated, man. I just acted, but I'm glad I did it. I had heard it from outside. I'd walked in, and he was visibly assaulting, you know, throwing stuff. I believe I saw him spit at her, and how I was raised, man, you don't do that stuff. And it was kind of go time from there. She didn't seem like she could defend herself in any such way. And I was afraid that he was either leaving to get something to arm her. She had said that he had threatened to kill her. I did combat sports for quite a while, so I was completely controlling. I didn't want to punch him or anything. I didn't want to hurt him too bad.
Oh, wow. I mean, polite, right? Isn't he? He's just like, you know what? I just wanted to defuse the situation. And he did. He held the guy down until authorities got there. They arrested him. And the Subway owner says that guy's got sandwiches for life here.
Oh, wow. Good.
Yeah. So he just, and if you see the video, he didn't really hesitate. He immediately assessed what was going on, like knew it wasn't good, mm-hmm. and just got it taken care of before it escalated.
All right.
Yeah, just awesome, awesome guy. And you can see that story at WDJX.com.
How have you gotten out of a speeding ticket? Would love to hear your stories coming up here. This is a setting the bar story, though. Kelly, what's that?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, that's where Joanne is. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting a speeding ticket while your car is being towed, you're doing okay.
Exactly. Is that possible?
Yeah. This poor woman, Joanne, she got two tickets in the mail. Doing 27 in a 20, right? Fine, $105. Weird part of it was, yeah, she wasn't driving. There's proof, too. It's an automated traffic camera, and it nabbed her, got her car's license plate, rolling through, and sent her the tickets. But however, the footage that the camera showed clearly shows that her car was hooked up to a tow truck when it happened.
I mean, she's got an excellent case there to fight that. Yeah, is she going to court?
The truck driver actually was the one who was speeding. The camera, though, only saw Joanne's license plate, issued her the ticket.
Right.
Local news even did a story on it. The president of her city council trying to help her get this ticket expunged. And so the council even voted to have the camera at that intersection removed. So I guess it's still...
Wow.
They're still trying to get the ticket completely removed. So...
Dang, that's a steep fine for going 27 miles an hour.
Well, it was, yeah. So, I mean, my gosh. Yeah, so she is trying to get out of it. I mean, you'd think that...
I'm behind her. I think everyone's behind her.
I know.
She's got enough people in high places that are lobbying for her. It's kind of crazy that it's causing this much of an issue to get resolved.
I mean, you could literally just show the picture and say, hey, look... My car's being towed. It's getting not towed. Me. I'm not driving.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Poor Joanne.
I hope she doesn't give up.
I know. How have you gotten out of a ticket? I know, Kelly, you said that you were super pregnant the last time you got pulled over. Didn't get out of a
and
ticket.
And I was, it was like 30 miles an hour, too. I was on my way to Tumbleweed down by the river.
Well, speaking of like. Pregnant babies, all that. I remember when my daughters, Isabella and Sophia, were infants and they were absolutely screaming in the car. And
that's tense.
And my wife was in the back, wedged between the two car seats, you know, trying to soothe them. And I'm just trying to like get to the Waterson to get home. And I'm on 71 and I get pulled over and the cop just didn't care.
Wow.
I mean, my girls were just wailing in the back and he just took his time and gave me a ticket. And I was just like,
he was unaware of the situation.
Well,
he just chose to ignore it.
I was going
to
say, I think he was aware. You couldn't not be aware, but he just didn't care.
But the fact that he didn't have any sympathy, because I could imagine the look on your face, like, can you understand what I'm going through right now?
Right.
And my need to get home.
And then even just yesterday, as I was driving back home, I am on the freeway. Maybe I'm going a little bit faster than what the posted speed was. I think it was like 70, and I was maybe going like 75.
Uh-huh.
But not like crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And then, man... I feel like I'm really good at like watching medians, watching the cars in front of me, watching the cars that are oncoming. Then all of a sudden I see right in my rearview mirror the blue lights that are whipping right up on me. And I'm just oh, dang. And so I was in the left lane. And so I get over and my heart, my stomach just goes up into my throat and my palms get all sweaty. I'm like, I wasn't even doing anything that bad. Like, yes, maybe I was speeding a little bit, but like not crazy, right?
Oh, please blow by me.
And he did. He went right by me. And I was like, oh. And it's just like, yes.
Oh,
yes.
That elation you feel.
Oh, I know.
When it's not you.
Oh, my gosh. Allison texts and says, was it the cop in the Mustang on I-71? Yes, it was. It was him. You know exactly who I'm talking about in the red Mustang. Yes. That is that dude.
Oh, it's red?
He has been on the prowl for the better part of 2 decades, and he doesn't care.
Oh, dang.
And I've seen him pull dozens of people over, and every time I see it, I drive by, and I'm like, man, he got another one. He's ruthless. He doesn't even care. But
oh,
man.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyways, hey, give us your best that's how I got out of a ticket story, okay? 502-795-1997. We got a story from Dan. Wait till you hear his story. It involves a 5 o'clock shadow and a diaper on a fully grown man. All right, that's coming up next. Hang on. Let's hear your best. That's how I got out of a ticket story. 502-795-1997. Got a message from a listener. I once got pulled over on Thanksgiving Day by a state trooper. Started crying. Gave him my health insurance card when he asked for my car insurance.
Oh, no.
And he said, ma'am, this is your health insurance card. I cried harder. And he finally said, slow down, have a good day, and left. Hashtag blonde moment.
That's awesome.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. Heather says, I was rolling on the Waterson by Poplar Level Road because of running late to get to my dad to a doctor's appointment. Cars were getting on my nerves. So I get out of the fast lane, passing a Dodge Challenger in the slow lane. The cop thought he caught actually the Challenger speeding, so he pulled him over when it was actually me.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez. You got someone else pulled over for speeding.
Oopsies.
Oh, shoot. Brent said, I tell the officer that I'm in the Marines and just got back home. Turns out the cop was a Marine Corps drill instructor. He looks at me for a second and says, I should make your dumb ass get out and do push-ups.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, get out of here and stop being stupid. Handed my license back to me and walked away.
All right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, officer. Best, that's how I got out of a ticket story. Angie just said, I always hear you're never supposed to do this, but the officer asked me if I knew why he pulled me over. I admitted that I rolled through the stop sign. He just came back with a warning.
Oh, so if you admit it,
you know,
then that's better?
I have done that, and I've done that several times when... I remember there was a stretch of I-70 through Indianapolis that I probably got pulled over 4 or 5 times in the same stretch. You'd think I'd listen.
Wow.
Or you'd think I'd learn, right?
No, you didn't.
And no, clearly didn't. But last time I got pulled over there, the officer was like, do you know why I pulled you over? I was like, yeah, I was just trying to get around these semis before we hit the construction zone. And so he came back and he was like, yeah, man, I understand. But, you know, just... And gave me a warning. And then he said, looks like you've paid enough money to this county.
Oh, he knew.
Yeah, he had
found
seen.
Your record.
He had seen. So anyways.
He made a big donation.
Yep.
Sarah, she said when my daughter was 5, we were on our way home from trick-or-treating, her in her princess costume in the back seat. I was going about 64 and a 55, got pulled over, rolled down the window. My daughter started crying loudly, please don't take my mommy to jail.
Oh, no.
He looked at her, told me to get out of here. He didn't even ask for my license. I'm not even going to deal with this. This is going to be a PR nightmare.
Yeah, right? Dan said, not me, but a friend of mine, Billy, is a little person. He stands about 4'5". One time he was going to a costume party dressed as the New Year's baby.
Oh, my God.
5 o'clock shadow, diaper and all. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cop pulls him over and asks, sir, do you know why I pulled you over? Billy looks him in the eye and says, because I'm not riding in a car seat. He said the cop nearly spit up laughing so hard, couldn't even talk, just waved him on and walked back to his cruiser.
That's the perfect answer.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's great.
Good stories. All right, last.
Properly restrained.
Last one. This has to be anonymous. She says, but in college, I was doing 20 miles over the speed limit, no insurance. Got pulled over by a state trooper. Got with a city cop, and he got my ticket taken off for me.
Well, that's one way to get your record expunged.
Is there anything I can do?
It wasn't in Louisville, by the way. Wasn't in Louisville.
But is there anything? Anything I could do? That is something right out of a movie.
Yes, it is. Like, you have to be bold to try that. Right. Bold.
I mean, who first is the one who first, throws that out there? Like, is it just suggested? And then suggested in a way that she could just be like, oh, no, I wasn't really serious.
Is there something we can work out?
Because I feel like isn't that bribing, solicitation?
Oh,
I mean,
there's probably some charges you could rack up on that, probably.
All right, good stories. That's how I got out of a ticket. Mm. Oh, I love y'all. 99.70 JX, this Kelly K Show. Kind of funny that this song was number one yesterday. You're like, it kind of sounds familiar.
Kind of sounds familiar.
But listen to this. Now I'm only falling apart. And you'll understand why.
There's nothing I can do. Total eclipse of the heart.
There it is.
Yes. It's iconic. Yes.
Number one yesterday, 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel good.
Brought to you by the Bell of Louisville. Katie Newton posted doorbell camera video montage of her neighbors, Sydney and Trevor, giving her pregnancy updates every time they pass by her door. And that video has been viewed over 30 million times on TikTok.
I had been saying things into her camera way before that. Like, every single time I'd pass her camera, I would do something silly in the camera. And then when it got to around my due date, every message was still pregnant, still pregnant.
I think I actually texted her at one point towards the beginning of when she was giving them, and I said, please keep giving me pregnancy updates because I'm dying to know. I put the video together that night, like, so literally the day they came home with the baby. I wasn't planning on posting it anywhere. I just, like, sent it in our group chat. It was just, like, for us to have. But then I think Sydney was like, I love this. I keep crying watching it. Like, we should post this somewhere.
Mm.
Yeah, so they did, and it's I think it's got 32 million views at this point. And then did a follow-up video kind of answering a lot of questions that people posted in comments about the relationship and everything. It's a really sweet video. You can do a deep dive into their backstory on the website at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Sammy's reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, just received a thank you card from a recent wedding, and the thank you message was typed out with a generic, thank you for your generosity in coming to our wedding, yada, yada, yada.
Mm.
Love the newlyweds. Now, this isn't the first thank you card I've received typed out like this, so is this a new normal? Call me traditional, but doesn't it seem impersonal or ungrateful, or is this just what people do now? Love you guys.
So I guess I have a couple questions, and I should have asked Sammy this, but I wonder, is the yada, yada, yada part, is that like actually in the thank you card, or is that just Sammy's interpretation of what was happening?
I'm guessing that's what was typed out.
Okay, and then the newlyweds is actually what was written and not like their names.
It typed out.
Okay.
Everything was typed out. Nothing looks like it was handwritten. Looks like it was probably generic. Like they could have just bought that just in general, generic thing. That way they don't have to keep track of who got them what.
Hey, at least they got a card.
Sure. Yes.
I mean,
to take time to address it or put the label on it. If you typed all the labels, just slap it on there. I don't know. it's been a while since we did handwritten, you know, thank you notes. And because that's how I was raised.
Do you still do thank you notes for like Christmas and birthday presents?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. We make the kids do that because, you know, it's a common courtesy.
No, I mean, do you do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my mom and dad still write us thank you notes, thanking us for when they come stay with us.
Well, Kelly, you're just better people then.
Well, that's just how they were raised. That's how we were raised, and they're continuing that on, which I love.
So is it impersonal or ungrateful? Do you think that was just a joke that just didn't land maybe with Sammy?
That was what I was wanting to ask, like if they knew anything about the couple and their personalities, their sense of humor, does that seem fitting for them?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe it was meant to be a joke because that's the kind of couple they are.
Like what if they would have put dear and then in parentheses, insert wedding guest here or something
like
that?
Yes, that would have been funny. Yep, that would have, I think maybe made it more obvious that it was a joke or
maybe
funny
not
take on a thank you note,
or maybe that would have hit even worse,
or
like
extreme laziness. Extreme laziness could be that.
Dr. Aaron texted us and said, I spent the plane ride on my honeymoon writing thank yous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we did too.
Jennifer texted in and said, I don't do thank you cards, I just say thank you in person. Shouldn't have to send a card too. All right, so if you say thank you in person, all right.
Well, I think everybody does say thank you in person. It's a really nice follow-up. I think it's exceptional manners to do.
Well, maybe not at a wedding. You may not be able to thank everyone in person, you know, at your own wedding.
Oh, exactly, yeah. Right. No, I don't think I did either.
Right, no, I...
yeah.
You know, you're looking at photos of things that happened and people were there and you're like, oh, okay, all right, that person was there. All right, it looks like, all right, that
exactly.
person was there.
Uh-huh.
All right. So what's your thought on that? Do you have an opinion or a story about something like that? 502-795-1997 is our number. Farron on Facebook says, you know, look, they probably had a lot of thank you messages typed out. When do you want to type it out? Individual personalized messages to 100 people. This is the standard. Deal with it. All right.
Okay.
So yeah, 502-795-1997 is our number. Got this interesting note from Sammy, who's wondering how impersonal or ungrateful a typewritten, generic thank you for your generosity in coming to our wedding, that she received from, some friends of her was. And if I may be so bold, Kelly, it doesn't look like a whole lot of people are sharing in your opinion.
Everyone is just like, thank you notes, you're stupid, don't do them anymore, no one's got time for that. But I think where maybe this particular one went wrong is the yada, yada, yada part. Maybe if they left that part out, because that's the part that made me feel like maybe they're trying to be funny.
Yeah, it did sound like it was kind of a funny little like, hey, you know, in jest, hey, this is our thank you to you.
Thanks for coming
whatever.
And stuff, right, and we love right. you, and yada, 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 okay, bye.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of a thing. That was the tone it had, and maybe that was their attempt at humor, and Sammy was just expecting maybe something a little more formal and personal, because maybe that's what she grew up with. And I said that, you know, we grew up as a family that sends out written thank you notes for birthdays, Christmas, stuff like that. And our kids do too, and no one agrees.
Yeah, a lot
of people in text message like Morgan believes that a handwritten thank you note goes a long way. Heather says we are a written thank you note family, but I think we're the only ones.
Yeah, you might be one of the only. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people are like, hey, I give gifts not to expect a thank you note. Yes, of course, we understand that. I get a lot of virtual thank yous. Like people will send emails or text messages, and yeah. And I'll accept a text message as a thank you. Hey, thanks for the gift, you know, as a quick text. And we got a message from a person who is getting married this Saturday, and she says, I don't plan on doing thank you cards. So outdated. No one actually keeps them. So what's the point? And Gia says, hey, I wouldn't even expect one. True friend or family member would hold the wedding card judgment and just be happy to be there on the happiest day of the loved one's life. You know, I want to say it's probably a generational thing.
Could be.
Where I, like my, your parents, my parents' generation kind of expects thank you cards and we acquiesce to that. I know that, you know, we'll write thank you cards to my parents, but like maybe our friends a little less, worried about that because a simple text message is fine.
I agree with that. I don't know if we are sending written thank you notes to all of our friends a lot. For my wedding, I remember my aunt and uncle got us like a KitchenAid mixers. I wrote more in theirs. Like, thank you for making the effort to travel from Illinois to be here and for the KitchenAid mixer.
Only been used twice.
We've used it probably a couple times.
It's a shame it's only been used twice. Oh my
God. By my husband because he's a cook.
I was going to say.
It looks really pretty.
This is going to look great on my calendar. It matches the decor.
It makes me feel like I could use it.
I could use it if I really wanted to. Don't know how to turn it on. I could plug it in, but other than that, it just looks perfect.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I feel like if the gesture's really big, then I, you know, put more effort into the thank you.
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back. Maybe it's a generational thing and maybe Sammy, I don't know how old Sammy is, but Sammy may be a little bit older or come from an older sort of generation or
Nicole's 35. She agrees.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it all kind of goes back to how you were raised. And like I said, the fact that my parents still in their mid-70s send us a thank you card every single time they come and stay with me. Like, of course you're staying with us, Mom and Dad, but they still thank us for our hospitality. It's really sweet.
Well,
and I keep every single one of my notes from my parents. All the notes that she sends the kids. She sends them notes all the time, like, you know, congratulations on a great report card. Or, you know, we love you.
All right, that's great, Kelly. Everybody on Facebook's like, who cares? All right, fantastic. Hey, thank you, Sammy. I think most everybody's saying get over yourself and just appreciate the fact that they actually sent you something. So let's just keep it at that, all right?
Okay, and thank you notes are a dying thing.
Yes.
R.I.P. thank you notes. R.I.P.
All right, thanks. That's group therapy. All right, let's play a fun little game, shall we?
We shall.
All right, it's called Minute to Win It. Let's introduce you to Sarah, calling us from the South End. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, hi, great. We're well. Thank you, Sarah, for asking.
Good.
Such good manners.
Well, Sarah and I both know she's got red hair. I have red hair. And so, Sarah, you and I could never work.
Why do you always bring it to that? Why can't you just say we share hair color and how great is that?
Well, Sarah understands that redheads together in our same room sometimes are just explosive.
You make it so awkward.
That and I'm married, Sarah, but you know what, other than that.
Okay.
Sarah drives an Acura, is a bank manager, doing well for herself, and is single, kind of looking, though. So, hey.
Hey.
You never know, Sarah. Maybe you can turn this little game into something more than just tickets.
Sarah, what celebrity, I think, are you most attracted to? Like, what does your ideal guy need to look like, if you could pick out?
My favorite is Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Today was a good day.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
That's right. Put your back into it, Sarah. All right. Oh, my gosh. All right. Good deal. All right, Sarah. It's Minute to Win It. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yeah, you got 10 rapid-fire questions. You got to try to answer as many of them as you can in the time allotted. If you don't know the answer to one, like, pretty immediately, then hit pass, and then we can maybe come back to it at the end.
All right. All right, here we go. Question one. Timer will start after I finish asking the first question. Here we go. Robert Downey Jr., best known as which Marvel character?
The game begins in...
Iron Man.
Yes. Coach Calipari reportedly headed to which school?
I know it's in Arkansas.
Yeah, sure, I'll accept it. Young Sheldon is a spinoff of what show?
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, what official language is spoken in France?
French.
Yes, Just Do It. Slogan for which company?
Nike.
Phineas is which pop star's famous brother?
Pat.
Okay. Tortured Poets Department. A new album coming April 19th by whom?
Pat.
Jay-Z celebrated his wedding anniversary last week to whom?
Is it Jennifer Alba? Jessica Alba.
Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z. Beyonce.
Yes. Okay, wow. What's the mascot?
I didn't hear y'all. Sorry.
What's the mascot for Western Kentucky?
Oh, gosh, it's a bread thing.
Did she say a bread thing?
A red thing, she said.
Red thing.
All right, time's up. Time's up. You got what? Let's see, 5, 6. You got 6, and actually, I'll say 6.5, right? I'll accept red thing because Big Red is a mascot for Western Kentucky or Hilltopper. We'd have accepted
exactly
that as well. Yeah. Phineas, which pop star's famous brother?
I know you want to say Ferb, but it's Billie Eilish.
Yeah, it is.
Phineas and Ferb, great cartoon.
Right, right. Mom, Phineas isn't doing a title sequence. Billie Eilish, yeah, that was that. Tortured Poets Department is a new album coming April 19th by whom?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't know that.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. Not a Swiftie.
I mean, had I asked Ice Cube was a member of which rap group, you probably would have given me the right
answer. NWA.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. The other one was, I think you thought we said JT instead of Jay-Z, right?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, yes. When you said Jessica Alba, I was like, Jay-Z and Jessica
but also,
Alba. Wow.
That would have been wrong because it's Jessica Biel. It was wrong, Jessica.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, hey, Sarah, congratulations. That was good enough. We'll hook you up with some tickets, all right?
Nice.
And maybe you can find that special ice cube to take with you.
Maybe.
Love
he could be out there.
That's right. That's right. All right, Sarah, hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Oh, that was fun.
She was fun. All right, there you go. Minute to win it. Tickets to AJR for her. So real quick, last night, the Huskies are now the champions NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament, beating your Purdue Boilermakers.
You didn't have to go over that. You didn't have to.
But in other basketball news, what was in Coach Calipari's little stroller that he was walking yesterday?
He was walking a stroller?
Yeah, so a reporter catches John Calipari yesterday in Lexington, asks him, hey, what's the deal? Are you going to Arkansas? Calipari's like,
I'm sure that's exactly how
that's what
went
it
down.
Said. That's what it sounded like. He was like, but he was pushing a little like stroller, and there was a little dog next to him. Was like, what's in the stroller, Calipari?
He was pushing a dog in a stroller.
No, there's a dog next to him.
Oh,
he was pushing a stroller.
Okay, gotcha.
I think he was walking his dog. But there was also a stroller there that he was pushing.
Does he have a baby or a grandbaby?
I don't know.
It's got to be a grandbaby,
maybe,
right?
Maybe the stroller's for his dog because he doesn't have a very big dog, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the audio for you. I've got that for you.
Come on. My dog is walking me. Come on.
Yeah, he'll have none of it. He's like, I don't want your questions. I'm walking a dog. But what's in the stroller? Is it for the dog?
Coach, you got anything you want to say to your fans?
I'm walking my dog right now.
Anything right now you want to say anything to your fans right
now? Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good.
See, I told you.
Nope.
No, I'm good.
I'm just walking my dog right now.
Walking my dog. And no,
okay. But what's in the stroller?
Now I know that's the million-dollar question, Kelly.
Oh, I'm gonna Google it.
Was it the Arkansas contract?
Was he walking the Arkansas contract in his stroller?
Was he walking that?
Just taking it for a walk, see how it feels. It's just walking down the street with it.
All right, there is a press conference expected today, and we'll find out where he goes, how much, all that stuff.
And okay, then, that you know what? That could be a grandkid. He's got I think two daughters and a son.
Yeah, they all look I think it's actually a stroller for his dog.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, because he has a tiny dog, Kelly.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
I did not peg John Calipari as being a dude that walks his dog in a stroller. That is not what I had on my bingo card.
That's where we are. That's okay. Where we are.
That's pretty great.
Coach Cal is still wearing Wildcat blue.
Okay.
He didn't have any Arkansas red on yet. So,
all right. Anyways. Well, that would be a little bold if he
did. That would be a bit bold.
It'd be pretty big, especially before the press conference.
Right. All right. So, anyways, we'll find out what the next chapter in Wildcat basketball or BBN is going to be. Maybe,
we wish him luck.
Maybe even later this afternoon.
We're all holding our head high. We're wishing him luck.
Are we, though?
We're hoping for something better.
You guys just can't be satisfied, can you?
Listen, we want a win tournament.
That's why we brought
a win tournament.
Listen, that's why we brought in Pat Kelsey. So does Louisville. I just saw a memory pop up like yesterday during the eclipse. I was like, Card Nation, remember this? And it was like when we won the national championship back in 2013. It was like, oh,
dang it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. See, I get it. And again, I am just projecting my husband's feelings.
Yeah, I know.
Because I don't really carry that much emotion about it.
Meanwhile.
I'm walking my dog in this little stroller.
I'm walking here.
All right. Keep you posted. All right. Hey, coming up next. Who we got? Heather. Sorry, Heather. I almost forgot you because we were too busy worried about what's in the stroller. What's in the stroller, Calipari?
What's in the stroller?
Come on. My dog is walking me.
My dog is walking me. Okay. I'm walking here.
Heather's convinced she's the only one with crazy neighbors. All right.
She's not.
All right. We need to let her know that she is not the only one on the funny farm. Okay?
Okay.
Got this DM from Heather.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. I need to vent a little.
Okay.
So my homeowners association president sent out a letter telling the residents that they need to stop allowing their dogs to poop in other people's yards.
Okay.
Then the rest of the neighbors in my neighborhood decided to write things that bothered them too.
Oh.
Things like grass clippings in the road, mowing the grass without a shirt on, cats tearing up gardens, and so on and so on.
All right.
I finally replied back and said, can't we all just get along?
Okay.
Does everyone have crazy neighbors now, or is it just my little slice of the earth? Have y'all ever had problems with your neighbors? Thanks, guys.
I guess I had a neighbor who actually that I'm still neighbors with, but she was adamant that we have an outdoor cat. We have two kind of outdoor cats, but one of them specifically, she was adamant that we kept on a leash and...
A cat on a leash?
Yeah, she was wanting us to keep our cat on a leash because she was convinced our cat was coming over to her yard and ruining her garden. I mean, honestly, maybe she was.
I mean, I was going to say, if you don't think that's crazy, you might be the crazy neighbor.
I know. I don't know if I have specific proof that she was. But at the time it was like, you know, there are leash laws for animals. So, you know, St. Matthews has leash laws. So whether you have a chicken, a weasel or a cat,
really?
It needs to be on a leash. And so, you know, she was going to call animal control on her
cat. Do they make those?
So, we have a leash for our cat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like if we have an indoor cat, we have a couple indoor cats, Fred and Maeve, and if Fred wants to go outside, we'll stick him on the leash and like tie him to the front porch just so he can't go anywhere, so he can sit and pretend like he's an outdoor cat for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's precious.
Yeah, that's just so he doesn't run off and run under the sewer like he normally does.
Yeah.
And okay. Then we got a bigger problem on our hands. So anyways, I don't think, and we were not convinced that our cat was actually messing up her garden. For years, it was like, we were just kind of like with this neighbor, like, oh, come on, lady. Like, what are you doing? And then, then I want to say one time we may have caught her over there, our cat over there and gone,
oh, no.
Oh, maybe it was true.
Maybe she got a point.
Maybe it was true. Maybe she wasn't okay. So crazy. And maybe we were vilifying her for no reason.
Maybe we need to send her a gift basket saying sorry. Or a new plant.
Yeah. Anyways, that's okay. Just my slight. Maybe I am the problem neighbor.
I think you are the crazy neighbor.
Because
I've
mowed my grass without a shirt on. I've also left grass clippings in the road. Not a lot. If I get a lot in the road, I'll run through I'll zip by with the old lawnmower and blow them back my way. But
yes, but as far as like the dogs pooping in other people's yard, if you're walking your dog, what are you supposed to do? Prevent your dog from pooping? Like they're going to poop.
Well,
I would say make sure you clean up after your dog.
Well, but I know that, you know, some people and I walk in my dog and I'm a good dog owner. I want to say. I will clean up after my dog every single time.
You bring the baggies.
Yeah, for sure. And when we would go by this one lawn on our block, and the people were always out on the porch. They were always watching.
Oh, and God, their and lawn, then they're watching your dog poop in their yard?
And their lawn was manicured, and they had, like, the signs and things. And the dog's going to go where the dog's going to go.
The dog doesn't read signs.
Yeah, the dog doesn't care. It's like, you know what? That's your problem, buddy. I'm dropping right here.
This looks a really nice place to do my business.
Yeah, and so, you know, maybe I am.
That is awkward.
Maybe I watching. Am a crazy neighbor.
Yeah, I think you are.
I don't know if I can accuse anybody else in my neighborhood of being crazy except me.
No, yeah, I think you're the one. I think you're wearing that crown. And maybe now you're just, you know what? What a day. You're just realizing now that all of your neighbors have been thinking about you being the crazy neighbor.
But I will say, Danielle texts in with a good point. Cats kill moles. That they do.
Oh, yes.
Both Guinness and Eggs, my two outdoor cats, they are mole killers. And bird killers. But, I mean, mole killers for one.
Right. Okay. Favorite Brad is suggesting maybe you need to send a handwritten note saying I'm sorry.
You know what? What's done is done. I don't think we need to worry about that anymore. That's water under the bridge now. All right. So, hey, what is your crazy neighbor story? Would love to hear yours. 502-795-1997. Maybe you're like me and don't realize you're the crazy neighbor until
maybe
you start talking it all
out. Figure that out. Yep.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories on the way. So after Heather is convinced she's the only one with crazy neighbors in her homeowners association president posting a letter with some rules for the residents to stop allowing their dogs to poop in other people's yards, and then other people started chiming in with all the stuff that they hate too, that people do. After hearing Heather's issue, I realized I'm probably the crazy neighbor in my neighborhood.
Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
I got a message from a listener. I was living in this apartment and had a media server set up to stream movies and stuff over the networks to my Xbox and PS3. Well, the PS3, for some reason, couldn't connect to the Wi-Fi, so I left it unsecured. I caught my neighbors on my network once. After that, I had complete control over anything that connected to my network.
Oh, wow.
I would send weird print jobs to their printer.
Oh, no.
Sometimes I'd just write random notes on a Word document and print that to their printer.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Other times I'd send himself warnings from his future self. And would specifically cite connecting to neighbor's Wi-Fi as a catalyst for future catastrophes. They didn't use my Wi-Fi for very long. I didn't know that you could actually do that.
I didn't either.
Like, if you connected to somebody's Wi-Fi, they could use their Wi-Fi to reach you?
That's crazy.
Is that just me being ignorant?
No, I've never heard of that.
How that all works?
Never heard of that.
Wow.
Shannon said, my neighbor literally goes off the deep end if I cut 1 inch into his yard. Here's the kicker. We cut our grass on the same days. Our mower deck's height is the same. Like, dude is ready to fight over an inch of grass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so well. There was a while ago, I remember I shared a yard and it was, there was like a dispute over where the line was. And so I wouldn't mow past this one point and they wouldn't mow past this other point and there'd be a strip.
That didn't get mowed by either of you.
Oh my gosh. Like, I'm not mowing it. That's yours. I'm not mowing it. That's yours. Gosh, I really am the crazy. I need to stop talking.
I think you need to, this is a good self-examination kind of a moment for you. We need to assess how we are with our neighbors. Oh, this is a good one. Caroline said this just happened yesterday.
Oh.
Last Sunday, I had to put my trash can out at noon because I was working a long nursing shift.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that really pressed some buttons. There was an anonymous group chat to the whole neighborhood basically saying they were going to remove trash cans left out. So this is how I responded. She laminated a little sign, put it on her trash can and said, please don't take my trash can. If this can is left out longer than what is deemed appropriate, I'm sorry. I often work long and unpredictable hours caring for patients in their final moments.
Aww.
Thank you for understanding. Wow. That should shut down the group chat right there.
Oh my
god. Just shut it down. She works in hospice care.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. That's
okay.
That's a good one. You never know what's going on in people's lives. And if their trash can's out there a little longer, there's probably a good reason for it. They don't want to miss pickup, but they're not going to be able to get it out there like right before it gets picked up.
Wait till you hear this. Got a message from a listener. One day my neighbors were shooting arrows from their backyard over their house.
Oh my gosh.
Into their front yard.
What?
I live in the suburbs. This wasn't on a farm.
Oh my gosh.
This was in a residential neighborhood.
What if they have bad aim and it ends up in the street?
What if anything? What if someone's an Uber Eats person's coming up?
Exactly. Or somebody's walking by and they get stabbed by your arrow. What the
All
heck?
All fun and games until someone gets an arrow through the foot.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Well, hey, thank you for those. So hopefully, Heather, you understand that, no, you're not necessarily surrounded just in your neighborhood by the crazies. They're everywhere.
Right. And if you think that you don't have any crazy neighbors, maybe you're the one.
As I have now found out. All right. Thanks. So we accept ideas here on the show. You know, I mean, it's really our show is just a reflection of you, what you want, right?
Is this like a virtual suggestion box corner?
I mean, I guess you could say that. Savannah messaged us and said, hello. The name's Savannah Joe. I have a great idea for a segment for the show. It's where people driving call into the radio station while stuck in traffic and explain if they're trying to get to the bathroom or if they're super angry or why are they there. Because I don't know about you, but I always wonder why there's so much traffic. Where are these people going?
So wait, this whole idea is rooted in trying to figure out why traffic is backed up. That's it?
Yeah.
We need people stuck in traffic to explain why they're stuck in traffic, which, to be honest, all of them are probably wondering why they're stuck in traffic.
Yeah, so it sounds like this is born out of a moment where Savannah Joe was stuck in traffic and right. going, you know what? This is ridiculous. I have to use the potty. And
why are we not going?
Why are we not going? Things are going to start happening that are out of my control if I don't get somewhere soon.
Google Maps says there's no accident. What is happening?
Maybe. I'm
guessing that's what she felt.
Feel free to call me. But I just wanted to suggest something. I think it would be cool to hear.
Okay.
I guess let's what do you call it? Storyboard it? No.
We're gonna storyboard it. We're gonna
let's hash it out here real quick.
Okay.
If you are stuck in traffic, most of the time I would think that you're going to, especially if it's right around this time, you're probably headed somewhere, like to work or to school or.
No one tries to be stuck in traffic. No one wants to be stuck in traffic. And I don't think anyone is ever at the front of the line of the stuck traffic saying, I'm going to, you know, hold up traffic today. That's what I feel like doing. I don't think there's any one person. I feel like she's reaching for blame, like she wants someone to blame because we're upset about it. I don't know if we're going to find anyone to blame in this situation, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Like there's construction everywhere that can slow things down because when lanes merge down to like one lane or something or two lanes from three.
Or maybe do you think she was looking over at the person next to her while she was stuck in traffic and wondering what their story was? Like, what are you, where are you going? What are you doing
right now?
Maybe
it's just a, where are you going? Maybe she just wants to know where everyone's going today.
That might be kind of interesting. Like in the future, think about this. In the future, if you can see on top, especially if there are more and more of these cars that are just automated that just go someplace, that it says on the car where its destination is.
Sure. Unless you don't want people to know where you're going. Like, I don't know if I need a message displayed on my car saying I'm going to the gynecologist. That's necessary to tell everybody our business.
People, you're driving by people. People are giving you the thumbs up.
Right. Hopefully
good,
it comes out
good
okay.
health, Kelly. That's good. Good way to be up on your health.
Hope everything checks out. All right. Yeah, I don't know if we need. I don't know if we need that.
Like Ben, hang on a second. Weren't you just at Lowe's yesterday?
Yes,
Why are you going back? Why are you going again? I remembered I forgot something.
Mind your business.
The thing I got didn't actually fit like I thought it did. I need to return it.
Yeah, no, I get it. I feel like though we're probably good to just not have messages like that displayed.
Anyway, Savannah, thank you for the suggestion. We appreciate it. And
you have been heard.
Yes. And we will put it in our little box of suggestions.
We'll put a pin in it.
And we'll circle back around to it sometime.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But we appreciate
you
participating in this show.
Yes, absolutely. Sorry, it's setting the bar time. Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this is a definite no-no. And I feel like most people with rational thought understand this is wrong. Okay? Homegrown out of Kentucky. If you can manage to make it through the day without faking your own death to get out of paying child support, you're doing okay.
What the heck?
Yeah. Jesse.
Come on now.
39. He accessed the Hawaii death registry system. He used details of a doctor living in another state, created a case for his own death, assigned himself as the medical certifier for his own death, then certified it. That worked at first.
What the heck? How in the world did he come up with that idea to begin with?
Yeah.
What show did we watch?
Right? The police say he was primarily faking his death to get out of paying more than $100,000 in child support to his ex. Listen.
Ooh, that's
pay
a lot.
Your child support!
Yeah, I'm guessing since it was that much, he let it accumulate over like a long period of time.
Right? So
wow.
I guess since he was getting away with it at first, he decided, well, you know what? That worked. Maybe I'll hack into other businesses, governments, and corporate networks with information that I stole from others.
Wow.
Yeah. So this guy, not a great guy. He could have been sentenced for like 30 plus years in prison, plea deal down. So anyways. Later this week, that's when he's going to get sentenced. But
yeah,
pay
your debts. Do your thing.
I realize that the different scenarios, different situations for child support and all that, but faking your death, not a way to get out of it.
Nope, that is never going to be the right answer.
Yep. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without doing that to get out of paying your child support, you're doing okay. Dumb.
Wow, like, but kind of a smart dumb, like, to come up with that elaborate of a scheme. Where in the world did he get that idea from? Like, he didn't do the classic, like, I'm just going to fake my kidnapping, or, you know, like, just stage an accident, make it look like I was, but they couldn't find the body because it was burned or something. I don't know. You know, the typical way that people fake their deaths is not a typical thing to do.
He probably got that from the Wonder Pets.
Probably the Wonder Pets?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Anyways, that's your Setting the Bar story. 99.7
DJX. Wow.
99.7 DJX. Man, we've had earthquakes. We've had eclipses. Then, as our listener Swifty Kim points out, next week we have Taylor Swift's album. So, some big things happening here on 99.7 DJX.
Just as big as an earthquake or an eclipse.
Right. So, if you did happen to see the eclipse in totality, know that, and you happen to Google My Eyes Hurt, know that you weren't alone.
Also, if you bought Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart, also not alone. Number one on the iTunes charts. Yeah. There's a power ballad.
Yes. I mean, and then I realized that Dua Lipa's Houdini has solar eclipse in it, too. As, you know, we were listening to DJX coming back, and I realized, oh. But she says solar eclipse in there, too. Look at that.
Look at that.
All right. But yeah, the solar eclipse will hit totality again in Louisville in 129 years.
Put it on the Google calendar.
Yeah. All right. It's 99.7 DJX, Ed Sheeran. So several people, not saying they saw Saturn, but four planets were visible during yesterday's eclipse. It's 99.7 DJX. I happen to see Venus, which was right next to, but I guess in areas of the country, people could see upwards of four planets at the same time.
Were they labeled? Or could you look it up? Because I don't know if I...
Like, I don't know if I look up and identify it. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Like, I know Orion, that constellation, because of his belt. That's the easiest one for me to find. But other than that, like, if I'm trying to look for planets, just looking in the sky, I'm going to need it to be labeled.
Well, yeah, there's an app that you can get, and I have that's kind of like the night sky, which is kind of cool.
Labels everything for you? Oh,
yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, so you can kind of show your phone up in the air and stuff like that, and it'll show you what constellations are there, what planets are there.
Yeah, even, see, that's what I need.
Even if you point your phone down to the ground, it'll show you what's on the other side of the Earth right now. So
shut up.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. So anyways.
That's some amazing x-ray vision.
Yeah. All right. Hey, if you missed anything from the show, catch up podcast, WDGX.com, tap listen.
We learned that no one writes thank you notes anymore. And get over yourself if you're expecting one. That's what we learned. People were all harsh about that. They're like, no one's got time for that. That is so outdated.
Waste paper. Don't worry about it. Don't give gifts to expect thank you cards.
I had just a couple of people on my side of that's really nice manners, but everyone else just looks like, nope.
So Kelly, maybe you can just relax a little bit and not be so stressed about it because no one cares.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Got some crazy neighbor stories, which were pretty fun. So you can go back and listen to some of those.
And Ben realized he's the crazy neighbor.
I realized that it could be me. Yes. It could be me.
It's 1,000% you.
All right. So anything else, podcast, WDGX.com. Another opportunity for you to choose your trip on the way. Ryan Smetzer's got it for you just after 10. What else, Kelly?
Nothing.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.